Intro.
The intro music slowly starts.
I used to do drugs.
Oh yeah, we have a show.
And I still do. Yeah, we have a show. But I used to too. It's just random nonsense babbling.
Your mother.
Welcome to the Relative Rewind Podcast.
Great timpani, hallabaloo, everybody. Welcome to Relative Rewind, the podcast where we talk about great ways to start things, and that was one of them.
That was okay. Well, that's one way to do it. I don't know if it's exactly the right way, but there's no wrong way. That's the beauty of doing all this stuff, is you can do whatever the hell you want to do, and people either like it or, hey, there's plenty of other people you could be listening to. So who the hell are you? Let's just run through that real quick.
Oh, I'm Cameron, the one of your co-hosts of Relative Rewind. Be kind and Relative Rewind.
And I'm Kevin, the other host of Relative Rewind. We're covering from episode 28 to, I think it's, 31 in this, our episode, which is, I think, our fifth one we're recording now. We've pushed everything out, and everyone, actually, we've been getting quite a, you know, small little growing. It's not going to be much, but website is the next thing I'm going to do.
Okay.
So
wait, we're on five? I thought we had done like six already.
No, we're on five. Two of them that I didn't quite like, we just combined them into one. Because one was a recap anyway. It was like four episodes. It was like this could be all combined into, well, we're going to get into that anyway.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So go ahead and give us a catch up where we're at.
Okay, so we have reached our third saga. Yay, us. We made it through the Beerus Destroyer one, and now Golden Frieza. And now we're in the, let me be sure I get it right, the Universe 6 and Duplicate Vegeta sagas.
That's kind of a horrible name for this one, I think. It's fitting, though, but I would have chosen.
I mean, I think both are
either way,
correct,
yeah,
in this instance. Hold on, let me get my dictionary.
Oh, man, thump. Dust that thing off. Yeah,
swish, swish, swish. That's,
what's the bigger one called?
The encyclopedia?
No, let me get my thesaurus out, and it's like freaking 2 feet thick. Okay, well, we're going to learn today, one way or another, because you're either going to read it with your eyes or you're going to read the pain with your ass. Good old days. The good old days.
The only thesaurus, the only thing I want my thesaurus to do is to beat me to death whenever I have to use it, so if I ever ask you to pull one out, just find it and then hit me over the head repeatedly until dead, please.
Yeah, so go ahead and shoot us a, give us a recap of what's been going on, and then I'll lead us into what we've bared through so far.
Yeah, it was quite a burden this time, just as a preface, but so Beerus is a destroyer god. You know, our universe has its own stuff about a god, so imagine if there was an anti-god, and that's Beerus. So, end of Dragon Ball Z, 6 months later, Beerus shows up. Goku's like, I'll fight him, and he has like, I saw a vision of a Super Saiyan god. Oh, Goku's like, we figured out how to Super Saiyan god fight, not as strong as Beerus. Alright, I'll spare your planet, because food. Oh, Frieza's back from hell, because they wished him. Oh, fight Frieza, kill Frieza, Frieza back in hell, the end, back to train on planet with Vegeta and Goku.
Whis is enjoying some tea while the Saiyans are training in weighted sumo suits. They look absolutely ridiculous, but I mean,
and they're right at the tail end of their 49,995th push-up.
Their aim was 15,000 one-thumbed vertical push-ups with who knows however much weight was on them.
Was it 15,000 or 50,000?
15.
Oh, I thought it was 50,000. I'm like, Jesus.
I had to actually go back and listen to it because I was like, I started to write out 5,000 and then I kept hearing 14. I'm like, oh, well, round up, it's going to be 15. So that was insane.
I mean, I think I was just taken aback by the suits that they were wearing. Oh, one thing I left out of my large and comprehensive recap was that Beerus has a counterpart in the other universes called Champa, And Weiss has one called Vados.
Not so much counterparts, but actually siblings.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Wait, so they're
two different sets
twins?
Of siblings.
Twins?
So you're going to look that up?
Yeah.
Just to verify that, because I do have it in my notes. Because it's referenced very, like, as an afterthought a little bit later.
They're twins.
Yes. Each set is. Weiss and Vados.
Yeah.
And Champa yes. and Beerus.
So we start on Beerus's planet with the that stuff, and Champa sort of crash lands with Vados, and Beerus is in his nightgown, and he's like, "Damn it, Goku and Vegeta, you kids are up to no good, and I would have gotten away with my nap too if it wasn't for you." And he throws all these energy balls at them and nearly kills
just
them.
Just a hailstorm of pissed off grenade. Like, I don't even know what you call it. It was definitely a cluster strike. That guy was so, he always gets so pissed off when you don't wake cats up. You just don't. You ever seen that movie, Don't Fuck With Cats?
Oh, that's like the documentary on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not about cats. It's about like cat fishing or something like that. Anyway.
Is it good? I heard people say it was okay.
Yeah, I've heard things. Good things. A lot of good things.
Yeah, it's like an internet investigation of like animal abuse that someone posted a video of and then they figured out who it was.
Wasn't there an NFL player who did that? Oh, man, I can't remember.
Oh, are you talking about Michael Vick?
Yeah, oh, yeah, something like that. If we're going to go exactly by names. But yeah, he was... Who the fuck, man?
Yeah, dogfighting ring. And then he was suspended from it and then got redrafted and played like another 5 years.
And nobody really gives a shit, but we're not going to talk politics in this. We're going to talk sane politics.
I was going to say, it's just like Jameis Winston or other like players that are like credibly accused of actual rape by multiple women. And then they're just like, yeah, but he makes us millions of dollars, so we'll just keep him.
It's all about the money.
No, they go in front of a microphone and they're like, bad player, bad. And then they go, and then that's it.
It's always just an apology. And that's one thing. I will say this. I don't think we've referenced this in our show yet. We're unapologetic. Like, everyone is who they is. If you got a dark sense of humor like me, if you're the kind of person that thinks the stuff like, you're never bored when you're getting raped is funny. Because
wow, that's a dark one. Holy shit.
Okay, break that down. How can you be bored when you're getting raped? No one's just like, man, I've got nothing to do today. Oh, shit, I'm getting raped. Well, I guess that's something. What's worse?
I don't have a counterfactual.
What's worse is like the Mr. Rogers type of send-off for that one. Like, remember, kids, you're never bored when you're getting raped. Again, unapologetic. I don't give a shit. It just it should be on a t-shirt. Protest about that. Yeah,
about a t-shirt?
If I put that on a t-shirt, like, you're never bored when you're getting raped. I think people would rip it off and burn it. But if it's covered in the American flag, it's okay. Like, if the...
So what, you have to have the slogan with an American flag and all of a sudden it's like, now it's
you
got to
be like all Lieutenant Dan and like have the American flag and then put that on there on the front, like bold face and stuff. And then it's okay. Because then it's like, oh, Constitution and freedom of speech. Yeah, sure. All for it. But anyway.
Fat Beerus named Champa and Lady Weiss named Vados are all like, hey, we're here to talk to Beerus. And they're like, we're going to knock on his door really loud. Ha ha. But before Champa can, like, knock on the door by blasting it down, Beerus blasts down the door because he's still angry at Goku and Vegeta for waking him up. And then he, like, doesn't even recognize Champa. He's like, who are you? And he's like, it's me, Champa.
Wasn't Champa in blackface? That's why he couldn't recognize him?
I feel like he'd still be able to recognize his own twin. Oh, you mean from, like, the ashes
of... Yeah, that's
of...
pretty poor recognition anyway. Like, you can't even tell your own family. But at the same time, it's like, what other purple cat is going around? But it starts, I think that's the very beginning of the ongoing joke we're going to probably mention throughout these kind of episodes. Yeah, just ongoing jokes got kind of bled out in these ones.
Yeah, and there's some that are funny. Like, I will say, when they summon Shenron...
Spoiler alert.
...to ask where the super less super Dragon Ball is. Yeah, and I'm going to jump ahead, because fuck the last two episodes of these four. But when...
right?
When Beerus is just like, go away! And then Shenron goes away, and Goku's like, oh yeah, I was supposed to ask for King Kai to come back.
Exactly.
To be brought back to life. That shit. It works.
Because then here's King Kai. It looked like King Kai's planet was actually a little bit smaller than usual. Or was that just the angle it was shot on?
It could have been the angle that it was drawn on. But remember, like, Goku blasted a hole through the middle of it. But that never seems to stop it from coming back and looking exactly the same anyway.
Well, King Kai admittedly has nothing else better to do. Every single time Goku fucks his house up, he's like, well, what else am I going to do anyway? Time to start fixing it.
Yeah, why does he even have a car?
Because the planet used to be a lot bigger. And then Beerus a long time, what was it, like 400 and something years ago? It started with a 4. He actually got mad at him and shrunk his planet.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
That is funny. It's like, would you? It was mentioned in the earlier episodes. He's like, do you really want to upset me and lose more of your planet? And he like made the hand gesture of like shrinking.
Oh, I had forgotten about that.
And symbolized squeezing him by the nuts.
Well, he's a cat. All of his gestures look like that.
This is true. They all, because they actually walk on their knuckles. When their claws come out, they're actually flexing their whole hand open.
Okay, so Beerus and Champa start disagreeing about food being better in Universe 6 and 7, and as they're about to fight, Whis and Vados put them into these, like, protective barriers, and they said that if they had gone any further, that the universe would have been, like, torn apart, basically.
The way that the argument started, though, like you said, it was about food. So, in Champa's universe, he says that he discovered a new species, and it's so delicious and so rare, and all it is an egg of a bird. An egg that he brought hard-boiled, and everyone but Goku, who's always starving, is like, it tastes just like a normal egg. So, Beerus is like, okay, that's the best you got? Alright, fine. Here's the best my universe has gotten. Bust out fucking ramen. Well, in that kind of situation, anything's better than a boiled egg. If you really are that starving, and that's the best you bring to the table. That's horrible.
Yeah, I wonder how many centuries their food rivalry has been going on for.
Even Anne Frank would have been disappointed with that dinner.
I think even Oliver Twist would have been like, please, sir, I want some more. And he's like, fucking seriously?
The only person not saying shit about it is Helen Keller. Oh, God. This is taking some dark left turns tonight.
And some rights. We don't discriminate for directions.
Yeah, we are bi-directional here. Sometimes octodirectional. We like to switch it up. So you were saying...
Oh, and then Whis and Vados give this really long-winded explanation of how there's multiple different universes. So Champa's from the 6th. The universe that Goku and Vegeta live in is...
Did you say Trump is from the 6th? It sounded like you said Trump is from the 6th.
Oh, I meant Champa. Trumpa.
Yeah.
I might have said Trumpa. I mean, Trump is technically from the 7th universe.
They kind of resemble each other.
If we're going by the 7th one. So all of the Z Fighters are from the 7th universe, and Champa and Vados are from the 6th. So Earth doesn't look quite the same. Everything has its own little variant. And universes that add up to the number 13 are significant because they're connected.
Okay, so the way it works is there's twin universes. They number 1 through 12, but pair up in numbers that add up to 13, such as universe 1 and 12 are twins. 2 and 11 are twins, 3 and 10 are twins, 4 and 9 are twins, 5 and 6 are twins.
And 10 and 3, 8 and 5, so on, and 9 and 4, so on and so forth.
True, but did you catch the hidden math problem there that Dragon Ball Z is always well known for?
No.
Okay, think back to Goku turning Super Saiyan God for the first time. What did Gohan miss out on? The smartest one around. They needed 5 Saiyans to give their power to 1, but all these universes only add up to 12, but they're paired up in numbers at 13.
So there's not a 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, so that comes into play later.
Foreshadowing.
Oh, okay.
Yep. No spoilers, because I can't remember too much about it, but yeah, it does come into play later. Once Ciampa finds out that Beerus's universe, the best that they can offer is Goku and Vegeta, who look like idiots, but he doesn't know any better, know that those are weighted suits that they're in, like they're in training, and he sees Goku fumbling with something later. What was it? I can't remember, but he like threw something back at him, and he like, oh, it was one last egg, and Goku fumbled with it because he's still in that training suit, and he's like, if that's the best they got, then we're like fine. Because they started talking about, where are you from? And they're like, Earth, the same place as food is from. So they go and look and see if there's another Earth, like a twin Earth.
Yeah, so that Ciampa can get instant ramen and all of the great foods that Whis and Beerus have grown to enjoy. Oh, and speaking of Beerus, if you would like to Beerus Coors Light, Miller High Life, or
anything,
I don't know, Keystone Light or Rolling Rock or any beers out there, and would like to beer us and be the official Relative Rewind beer sponsor, we would very much appreciate it. Hook us up and we'll talk about how you can beer us.
At some point, we're going to be like, click the link below to beer us, like us, and beer us. Every single time we say them, we're going to be on YouTube, like doing the whole, if you like what you see, do this little clickety clack down there. You know, like this little clickety clack.
If we have the video,
I'm going to have like over one nipple and subscribe over the other and just sit there and twist them and animate that. Like, you know what time it is. Like and subscribe.
And then they'll look like padlock things where they're twisting around.
Yeah, it'll look like I got two Poliwog from Pokemon on my nipples. So just like and subscribe. Like and subscribe hypnotically.
I just have Diglets for nipples from Pokemon. Diglet, dig, Diglet.
I want to know what that little bastard's legs or anything else subterranean looks like.
Trio.
Like, that's got to be terrifying. You walk up on that, it's like, okay, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And then, like, it's huger than Machop when it pops out of the ground. It's like triple Machamps. It's got, like, 12 fucking arms. Like, I fucked with the wrong moles.
That was before Machamp got cancer and got another 3 arms.
Cancer or was it radiation?
Both.
Oh, I guess they're kind of the same thing.
Is cancer from radiation?
I want the kind of chemo he went through. That's like the Deadpool radiation.
Yeah, the gamma radiation or whatever the fuck that is. Machamp, Beast of Yucca Flats looking motherfucker. Like, just face kind of melty, inexplicably. Has like half of a handlebar mustache, has the 3 extra arms, has like a bowler hat.
So you're like describing a super Stalin,
but only a Machamp who's been radiation
but then
poisoned.
He's got 4 arms and he's ripped.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna say no to that. If there was like a super Stalin, like a picture of Machamp walking around, he's got 4 arms, he's buff as fuck, and he's got like a Stalin stash, and you said a bowler hat. If he's like, give me your women, you're like, okay.
Half of a Stalin stash. He's like, I will starve you, peasants.
But starve how, sir? Because they're psychologically starving me. There's emotionally starving me.
He's like, wouldn't you like to know, Tips Hat?
Yeah, that would just freak you the fuck out. So Ciampa proposes a fighting contest.
And then he starts singing the song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Imagination song.
Imagination. How's that one go?
Come with me and you'll starve in a world of
pure imagination.
Yeah.
Sing with me and you'll see something's on a bunch of fucking ecstasy.
And you'll starve in new ways you'll never think of.
Come with me, report me, me to me as well. Oh, okay. I've been watching too much sex crimes at home lately. I mean, not witness to, not one.
I was going to say, you just like live stream sex crimes. You're
yeah,
like
the dark web.
That's
actually,
not
it's
what
the opposite of
is.
It. Wouldn't wait. How did they say it? Oh, how are we going to spend tonight on the dark web? Fucking.
Or there's that those movies that they film on a computer that are called like
BME Pain Olympics.
No, same genre, different movie.
Oh.
There's the Unfriended movies where it's like a horror movie, but one of them's called Unfriended Dark Web.
Do you know the ultimate way to unfriend somebody? And I'm kind of going to steal but modify somebody else's joke.
To press the button?
Well, no. The ultimate way to unfriend somebody, okay? Sleep with a pistol under your pillow. Now, I'm not saying to do this. I'm just saying it's funny. Sleep with a pistol under your pillow. That's kind of hard to say. And then invite your friend over at like 2 in the morning. Leave your door unlocked and be like, dude, it's a freaking emergency. Get over here. And then like they walk through the door. You walk out with a gun and or walk out with that pistol. You're like, hey, motherfucker, put it under your chin and pull the trigger. And it's just like, what the fuck just happened? Then like a note comes down doing that like Disney fall down thing. And it says, I unfriend you forever. Okay, where the fuck is my mind going tonight?
I was going to say, how did we get here?
I don't know, but I kind of like
it. Says the guy who proposed not the only one who hears all the mashups of genres that I did earlier.
Oh, so speaking of proposing.
Okay, so because they can't fight Champa and Beerus, they decide to hold one of Dragon Ball Z's and Dragon Ball's favorite pastimes, which is a tournament! And so they arbitrarily arrive at, like, what if we had five champions fight each other for the Super Dragon Balls? And the Super Dragon Balls are like the Dragon Ball Dragon Ball sized planets. And those are the six things that Champa and Vados have been sort of gathering up, that when we saw them run into Whis and Beerus when they were traveling to Earth back when in the Golden Frieza saga. So apparently they can grant even bigger wishes than the Namekian Dragon Balls. So they need to find the seventh one. And they're like, oh, we need to find, we'll just ask Shenron. And so Beerus accepts Champa's proposal for the tournament. Goku says that they can model it after the World Tournament saga, which is
no weapons, no killing. And then if you're out of the ring, you're out.
Yes. And you can't do things like fusion or anything beyond like your own basic level power up, right?
Yeah. You have to stay in base form.
Yeah.
So yeah, transformations are not allowed, and fusion is, well, that's a transformation. So bye-bye, boys. No Goten and Trunks.
Yeah, so then we move on to the beginning of episode 29, where Champa and Vados visit this
nameless planet.
Vacated nameless planet, yeah, that he names Nameless Planet.
The Nothing Planet.
And then Vados is like, wow, such great skill in naming you have, my lord.
What great imagination.
Come with me and you'll see
a better way to name a fucking planet
where there'll be a tournament. And so they build the dimensions of it. Vados makes like a giant impenetrable shield so that like humans.
It
like,
has an atmosphere. Yeah. It's a ring that's 50, what he called 50 standard measurements by 50 standard measurements.
Yeah, which is like the one that they used in the World Tournament saga back before the, what was it, during the, before the Babidi saga, before when they were trying to awaken Majin Buu.
Oh, they've done World Tournaments all the way back to Goku being a kid.
Yeah, no, I mean like, that's just the most recent one that I think we've seen.
Yet, so it's basically the same thing continued on from the Cell games, except for if you, well, killing was allowed. Actually, there was no rules in the Cell games, just no tag teaming.
I'm really glad that that's not a rule in porn.
Yeah, hey, man. Do it the same way the freaking Romans did, where they were the first ones to do like a hockey style of fighting, where one line would get tired, so they would like tap out, and then here come the second wave, and then when the second wave got tired, the third wave would come in, and they'd be in this constant rotation, and you would get a like 6 hour break, but you're fighting for like hard for 2.5-3 hours from what everything said. Do that kind of stuff with porn, where it's just like a consenting of age adult who's like, just ravaging me, and then you got 36 guys out the freaking door tag teaming, like, all right, I'm had enough, your turn. And just all day. Like, stream that, and you'll make money off of that. Hey, OnlyFans idea.
Which we will providing the link to at the end
exactly.
of the episode.
It's going to be just pictures of webbed feet.
Brought to you by Juicy Juice. 100% juice for 100% fetishes.
Good. Nice product placement there. Speaking of fetishes, did you notice how much Vegeta is still Beerus's bitch?
Yes.
He's just like, Vegeta, or Beerus is like, Vegeta, Dragon Balls, go now. Yes, sir, Bulma! Jimmy, now bye! I'm like, okay. And back in like record time with the Dragon Balls. It's all within one episode. That like never happens.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how fast moving some of these developments are. Although, given the fact that these two episodes move really fast and then the next two go slower than sludge, I would have rather had it take maybe an episode or two for this to happen.
And it kind of brings into the point of, here's another ongoing joke we're going to keep seeing. Vados suggests thinking more, or Vados is talking to Champa. She suggests to him that thinking more, this is when he came up with the Nothing Planet idea, thinking burns calories, and it's not a bad idea for him to do that. So, fat joke. It's like number three already in two episodes, and it's just gonna keep going.
Yeah, commenting on like the calories that he's gaining from drinking the sugary stuff after they walked maybe a mile on Beerus's planet. So, I'm guessing that that's probably going to be a pretty consistent thing. So, they have 5 days until the tournament starts, so each of them is allotted five different champions. So Goku and Vegeta are two of Beerus's, and then they get to pick two more, but the fifth one is taken by, what's that guy's name?
Menaka.
Yes, which we don't get to meet in these first few episodes.
It's going to be a little
bit. But Beerus claims, yes, so he's mentioned, Goku's like, oh my gosh, because Beerus says that it's Menaka. Menaka is the strongest being that he's ever met. And Goku, being Goku, is like, oh, golly, gee willikers, Beerus, I sure want to fight him. And so Whis and Beerus go off to find Menaka after Shenron tells them that he can't locate the seventh Super Dragon Ball planet because the universe is so vast, or it's like beyond his powers. Beerus tells Shenron to go away because Shenron's all sweaty and hot and bothered about, like, oh, Beerus, I'm so sorry that I exist near you. Goodbye.
And then it's revealed that, I think it's through Whis, I'm pretty sure through Whis, the true purpose of wagering the Super Dragon Balls is that they're worthless little, what do you call them, baubles?
Yes.
That gods, they accept and compete over. Like, they're kind of Pokemon cards. Like, oh, I've got this, now let's have a tournament or do whatever if you really want them.
Yes, but I don't shove Dragon Balls down my urethra.
I don't. They're about, well, from where, though?
Oh, no, I was just saying, with Pokemon cards, I do that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that because, you know how, you know those shiny holographic Charizard ones?
Yeah.
That, like, everybody had? They're going for, like, 150,000 right now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, and my brother's got all my binders of Pokemon cards. It's like, dude, I could use a couple grand right now, or a house. Those are better than Bitcoin. They've been,
mine are still in my parents' basement.
And I can touch them. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, mine were too, and then my brother came and took.
Bastard.
Speaking of brothers, Bulma has a hot blonde sister.
Yeah, this has never come up before, and Vegeta even
ever.
Says Bulma has a sister.
Everybody. Like,
and
Piccolo,
apparently,
Piccolo's known Bulma a while, because Piccolo's known Goku since he was, like, a kid, and he's just known Bulma, like, he's recognized her and known
and
he's,
yet Jocko's
she's
known her for even longer, and we get a flashback to her flying his ship when she was a kid.
As a toddler, and she goes, oh, now I got the hang of it. This is easy. She's flying a fucking spaceship. A toddler, like, 3-4 years old, but hey, you know, it's Bulma.
Yeah, they're all like, Bulma can build a Dragon Ball radar, and she does. But in order to do that, they have to go to the, quote, center of the universe.
And to get there, she calls on, or Bulma calls her sister, that's, like you said, everyone got shocked by it. She's never been mentioned before, but then we get a beyond the flashback. So, Bulma, whatever this one's name is, I think her name is Tights. I couldn't find a name before we started recording, but she calls Jocko, and then puts Bulma on a three-way with Jocko, and Bulma...
Yeah, it's Tights.
It is Tights? Okay.
Yeah.
So Bulma threatens Jocko to stick Vegeta on her to go take out the Galactic Police headquarters, and she's like, all right, Vegeta, you're up. Jocko's like, no, I'm going, I'm coming. And then she hangs up the phone, and Vegeta's just standing there. He goes, I'll thank you never to use my name in a threatening manner again, or whatever the fuck he said. It was like, holy shit, he actually made like a kind of promise, or like a threat to his wife. If it was anyone else, he probably would have.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any more of an empty threat than Vegeta threatening Bulma.
That's more of a, do it again, bitch, and I'm gonna hate fuck the shit out of you. I'm gonna go Super Saiyan God inside you. Anyway.
Super Saiyan Gak.
Yeah, there, oh. Kamehameha. Anyway.
Kameha. All right.
Oh, man. I just got a visual of, like, Ron Jeremy going at it with, like, a lunch lady. And he's like, ah. Okay, let's fast forward through that. My God.
He even has the red hair for Kaioken.
Jesus. We're all going to hell, but you know what? At least it's entertaining while we're up here.
Where do you think all the fun and cool people are going?
Yeah, why do you think people like Tucker Max wrote the book, I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell? You gotta have fun. If you're gonna live forever, hey, whatever. So, where are we at now? Episode 30.
Yeah, episode 30. This is where it gets bad, because we get Krillin catching up with them, and then they recap the last two episodes to Krillin with the narrator.
It's like, people, if you're, like, you could either skip the first half hour we've been talking, or skip an hour of your life with these first two episodes. Just skip to episode 30. Hell, you can just get into Dragon Ball Super, never see an episode before, Just start at episode 30. It'll catch you up in an hour. It's retarded.
Yeah, this is.
I wasted time.
Are you familiar with the concept of a clip show?
Yeah, like Saturday Night, or like a stand up, or not stand up.
Oh, that's a sketch show.
I know what
a clip show is. An episode of like a sitcom or a syndicated show where they just reuse old clips from earlier episodes. Like if there was a sitcom about us being neighbors that didn't get on, and we'd be like in a couch and be like, hey Kevin, remember the time where you tried to mow the lawn with your pants off? And then it would show the episode of you trying to mow the lawn with your pants off, and you're like, yeah Cameron, that sure was funny. Remember when you held that magic show where you wore a turtleneck in 90 degree weather? I sure do. And then it would cut to me wearing the turtleneck in 90 degree weather, and that would cover a 22 episode block of time just to provide a content.
Dude, that's so retarded. But I kind of got a show, the Red Green Show. The guy's still around and he's still touring. He's like pushing 90. It's kind of like that, where it's just skit comedy, but they do kind of a, well, you remember that time you came up with a self-propelled mower with just rope? And then it'll cut to that, and it actually works.
Right, but those are more non sequiturs. A clip show is a lazy way that writers' rooms in Hollywood use to not write a script, not a structure of a joke itself.
So even taking notes on these episodes, we're doing more than some Hollywood writers.
Yes.
Well, that is if they even have a job anymore.
A lot of them still do have jobs, do important work, but also
they also
should not do clip show episodes.
I think we've talked about this before, where it's amazing how, remember growing up as a little kid, I don't know if you did this, but me and my brother did.
I grew up as a little kid. Yes, I very much did.
Well,
that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, we're not in the Matrix. But your parents get a new TV, the old big tube TVs and stuff that were like the biggest one you could get was a 30 inch or whatever. And so what, you got this giant box and you could sit there and actually fold one flap up and tape it up, and it looks like your own little TV set. We would pretend to read the news and stuff, and you can actually do that now so easily. Just from your phone. You could actually have your own show on YouTube. You could be all over the place. It's actually really freaking cool. Technologies.
You could be a newsreader.
Yeah, just make stuff up. An old lady got smacked by a fire truck. Police never showed.
A fire truck got smacked by an old lady.
Well, here's not fake news, and it's applicable everywhere. Insert local county or local state prison. Inmate stabbed, inmate raped, inmate beat. There's news.
Well, there's a sale happening at that store on Main Street this week. Hurry on down there to Main Street and take advantage of that great deal at the store.
Now we flip to NBC. This just in. Coronavirus can be transmitted through the internet. Zoom stocks falling.
Update. Zoom now has coronavirus. Stocks rise.
Bitcoin worth now transferred into Zoom stocks. Bye, bye, bye.
Elon Musk and Michael Bloomberg decide to fuse together with duct tape to combine their wealth.
Oh, Jesus. I wish I knew more celebrities or people I've never met before's name so I could start mashing them together. Like, for the ultimate southern redneck who wears sandals and just a wife beater, you get Bruce McConaughey. Yippee-ki-yay. All right, all right.
Die hard and all right, all right, all right.
Jesus, somebody write that script. I don't care what it is. Just write it. I just want to see a merger of those two saying that line.
It would be like the Disney-Fox merger.
Yes,
inevitable.
Every single action hero merged into one. Oh, wait, isn't there a couple of movies about that were so expendable?
Yes, and only, I don't know, they're not all that
they're
good.
Not even in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Some of them are. I know, because I've bought them.
I thought I saw them in the $3 or $1 section.
They could be. In which case, I overpaid for my copies. Hey, I will say the second Expendables movie is actually pretty good as far as like a B action movie. First one's kind of meh. Third one's super jumbled. But if you want to go in for that, they definitely deliver on their promise.
Speaking of like old actors and things that are just blown out, one thing I don't think I've done is actually look up like spoof porn in a while, because I want to see like Fast and...
Oh, like Shrek giving it to Marge Simpson? Marge Simpson giving it to Winnie the Pooh?
Well, not quite that, but like...
Oh, because I was literally looking that up the other day.
Look up what a duck's penis looks like.
Oh, yeah, it's like a corkscrew.
Yeah, and they're never the same. They're never the same.
Well, when I put mine through that blender, I looked at duck's penises to make myself feel better.
I want to see somebody with a duck fetish who gets that kind of surgery done. Just literally sticks their dick in a blender, got the wrong idea from Eve 6, and went up to a doctor like, here, make me like Octocock. So anyway, the gang's on their way to go to Gohan and Piccolo.
Yeah,
we're training in the mountains.
Dragon Ball Super. Super.
Speaking of balls, let's talk about planet-sized ones and 7 of them.
Oh, so they're like, we need to get the crew together. And so they go, because Majin Buu is one of the strongest beings that they know. And they're like, Buu, we'll give you your own wish. We'll give you a chocolate. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. But I'm going to give my wish to Mr. Satan because he gives me everything that I need.
I'm so surprised and I'm so, so thankful that this is a tournament, a fighting tournament, where Mr. Satan is going to in no way, shape, or form be involved. But then again, at the end of the day, like the whole planet could blow up and it'll get back to Earth, or that nameless nothing planet could blow up and it'll be somehow Mr. Satan saves the universe back on Earth.
I'm sure that's going to happen. He'll fail his way into saving the Earth yet again. Oh, so they try to go get... They recruit Piccolo, but Gohan says that he'll do it. He considers it, but ultimately he has an academic conference and he's still, you know, in the midst of his training with Piccolo after the end of the Golden Frieza saga. So he's like, I don't think it's a good time.
He's got that whole family thing going on, you know.
I mean, it's never stopped Goku.
You know, what can stop Goku?
A lack of food.
True, because we know he ain't out there farming it. So Whis and Beerus are just flying off. They're like, oh, time to go get Menaka. And we're not going to see them for quite a while. Just another foreshadow.
Okay, well, that's great. Great. Oh, and they, yeah.
Trunks and Goten join up with the Z Fighters. They can't join because, like we said, fusion is cheating. Let's see. Yeah, that ends with Vegeta and Goku. Actually, Goku sweet-talking Vegeta back into 3 years with them in the hyperbolic time chamber. There's no other way.
And he's like, we can spend every second sparring.
Come on, buddy. Don't you want to be stronger than me? Come on.
Wait, so the hyperbolic time chamber is broken because they said Dende's fixing it.
He's fixing it up, like getting all the food and stuff prepared.
Oh, okay. I'm like, did he break it? Did Goku break it?
Well, it's a big realm of nothing, so I don't know exactly how you really could break it. But, I mean, I guess you can. You can do
anything. He's found a way
to
break other things.
Yeah, this is very true. So episode 31 open with Jocko getting a galactic
one more thing before we get into that is that one of my favorite touches of Krillin joining them for whatever reason he was there, his shirt literally just says tacos.
Do you know why that is?
No.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to do with tacos specifically, but over in like a lot of Asian culture, I don't give a fuck. That's just how you say it. Over in Asian culture, they'll wear a lot of English stuff on their shirts. You know, like similar to we do, we don't know what shit says, but we wear the t-shirts because it looks cool and it's different. There was a car show where the host was saying this stuff and he's like, take a look at this lady's shirt. And the reason why I took it was because I was either going to tell her what her shirt actually said because I had a translator with me and this was in Japan, or I'm just gonna take the picture and say nothing and show it on the show. And he goes, here's the picture, and it says on her shirt, that guy was an asshole. And there's all kinds of like monkey fucker, all kinds of shit, but they don't know what it says. They just think the lettering and stuff looks cool.
Huh.
So that's kind of the little nod to Asian culture, is just a random English or like a Times New Roman, whatever, word on a t-shirt. It just happened to be tacos.
I want a shirt that just says tacos now.
I want one that says pig fucker.
I mean,
but in like Japanese though.
I mean, when my current one wears out, I'll have to get another one.
Oh, okay. I want mine like white with like red lettering that's outlined in gold, and then just take like little, like purposely the next time I cut my hands or something like that, just sling blood on it. That'll be my work shirt and also my going to Walmart shirt.
Oh, I don't sling blood. I only sling blade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the joke? It's a good joke.
Yeah, hence that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's a good movie, okay?
I've never seen it, but I really should.
You really should. I think you'd like it. It's Billy Bob Thornton. It's like one of his best performances.
So it's not one that's going to end up on one of your other podcasts?
No, I legitimately like that movie. I like to watch good movies as much as I like bad ones.
Hence filtering out the bad ones.
Yes.
And reviewing them and reporting
them. Bad ones are more fun to talk about.
This is true. I mean, although there's nothing better than just sitting around on a lazy day and watching Chairman of the Board, and I stand by it.
Whew. We're not going to get into Chairman of the Board, are we? Because that's a different...
I didn't say you had to be sober.
Oh, okay. Fair
okay.
enough.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's...
Because I can't make it through that movie sober.
Followed by Sharknado 7.
Is there a 7?
I don't fucking know. Probably. Like, there's a Wrong Turn 23 director's cut. Like I mentioned last time, it was in the $5 bin at Walmart. You find the weirdest shit in there. You might find Jimmy Hoffa one DVD at a time.
His body was just hiding inside of him.
Hey, I got an eyelid. Special feature. Just like, what's that one crazy, as Shia LaBeouf goes missing, I can't find his body, he's been gone for 6 months. People are randomly getting shrivels of stuff in their DVDs. Every Transformers copy of Blu-ray comes with a piece of Shia LaBeouf. Like, honey, what'd you get this time? I got an earlobe.
They're like, honey, I found Hoffa. And they're like, you found Jimmy Hoffa? And he's like, no, I found a copy of the 1992 movie directed by Danny DeVito, Hoffa. And he's like, ugh. Shut the fuck up.
If you get one of the 4 special feature slices of his testicles, you get a cut of his contracts.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's it's not a very good movie.
And Megan Fox. Yeah, no. Those are all...
If you've ever seen Hoffa.
Oh, Hoffa, no. Hey, here's, speaking of old movies and old people, Hudsucker. Oh, man, what was that called?
Hudsucker Proxy, the Coen Brothers movie?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's... Oh, what was that guy's name from that one movie? Shawshank Redemption? Tim Robbins or something like that?
Yeah.
It's him. It's a good movie. I grew up with it. It's kind of dry, but like, yeah, dry.
Oh, yeah,
dry,
it's Coen Brothers. Yeah. And Paul Newman's in it?
I guess. He's probably one of the chairmen or something.
Yeah, he's Sidney J. Give me the full name of the character. His full character's name is Sidney something. Anyway, Dragon Ball Super.
So Bulma asked Jaco to take her as far as the Galactic Headquarters, police headquarters, so they can track down the remaining Super Balls, Dragon Super, whatever they are. Insert dyslexia. So she tries charming Jaco, right? And then Jocko's like, you know, it would work if you were like 10 to 15 years younger, and then start another trend or another ongoing joke.
Yep, Jaco commenting on Bulma's looks. Oh, and we should also mention
that she's old.
Yeah, when Jaco is driving his little hovercraft spaceman mobile, he freezes and destroys a galactic monument and blames it on somebody else.
Oh, we didn't even cover that part. We got sidetracked with putting Tim Robbins pieces of himself in VHS tapes. The look on your face right there. I wish the people could see that.
I was actually just looking at the recap. I was thinking about him cutting off his finger and being like, into the VHS you go.
He's just got a bunch of random ass VHSs of Shawshank laying around, and he's clipping his toenails into them and resealing them, sending it out to people and autographing it. Collector's edition. It's got my DNA.
You can clone me.
Exactly. That's what makes it so goddamn special. So back to the beginning of the episode, because this is kind of important. It opens with Jaco getting into a Galactic Patrol APB for a toad, like alien thing.
Named Burpman.
Gipamond, but close. So he's a...
Oh, in the Wikipedia thing, it says Burpman.
That, okay. I didn't hear that. Oh, AKA... No,
I'm sure it was Gipamond.
Yeah, it may have been the alias that they said, but I just wrote down the official name.
Yeah, who is accused of the high crime or misdemeanor of dining and dashing.
Serial dining and dashing. Like, he's going planet to planet and rest stop or intergalactic hub, whatever, and he's just dining and dashing. He's doing it as much as he can. Big freaking deal.
Ooh, what a mastermind.
So that's when Jaco...
I mean, yeah, pay for your food, but also, like, Galactic Police, like, yeah, Green Lantern, go get those loiterers and those intergalactic jaywalkers.
So Jocko's just basically a rent-a-cop Green Lantern. And that's why he goes on on a rant about never being able to get a full week off to recharge. Who the fuck gets a full week off? I mean, I got 2 weeks off when it was in between seasonal jobs. But a full week off? Come on, dude. So he gets so worked up, he blows up a galactic monument. It's like one of those rocks where it looks like a piece of crap rock on the outside and you smash it and it's got all the diamonds or crap in it.
Yeah, and he says that he does that to unwind, which he destroys galactic monuments to feel great.
I would feel great if I smashed a galactic monument and it turned out to be diamonds.
Oh, I know, but I feel like he should know which ones are galactic monuments and which aren't, and then he can destroy the one that isn't.
All valid points. So he gets an instant, no sooner does it blow up, a big ass alarm goes off. All same from the same guy who put out the APB about the toad guy, and he's like, what just happened in your area? We got word that a monument was blown up. Word by from whom? Who the hell was around to see him do that? And if so, would he have done it if he'd known they were in the area?
It's like that old philosophical question. If a galactic monument in the middle of space is destroyed and there's no one around to see or hear it, is it really destroyed?
I was hoping you were going to say something other than, does it make a sound? Because no the fuck it doesn't. It's a vacuum. Yeah,
oh,
so
no.
you showed intelligence right there. You know why? Because you're smart. You're wearing glasses because you're smart. And I'm stealing that from Bob Saget.
Yeah, that's why I wear glasses. The smart.
I need to put mine on. I can't. I mean, you look all fuzzy and stuff. I'm surprised I'm reading this stuff. The letters are like this freaking big. I mean, that's like the size of my hand is what I just held up, people that are listening to the audio show, which is all we are.
I like that you look at your hand like you're like, yeah, how I'm big is this supposed to be?
Okay, so waving it in front of me now. Nope, the shrooms didn't kick in yet. All right, so we got about 5 to 57 more minutes.
So there's a Master Zuno who knows a whole bunch of stuff, and he's got a real big head. And so
I bet he gives good head.
I was gonna say he definitely does.
He's got like 6 other clones of mini-me's that still have giant fucking heads. And Bulma can't stop talking about look at how big his head is. And that's the clones. And then the Master Zuno, whatever, which is similar to a future character. I'm not gonna give that one away because that's a big one, really big, but not so much in stature. And he walks out and Bulma goes, he's got an even bigger head. Kind of backtracked that a little bit because the toad guy getting ahead of myself, go ahead, pick it up from there.
So they're going to ask where, like, how the Super Dragon Balls work or how to get to the center of the universe. And he knows all things in the galaxy or the universe or something. They show up and Bulma doesn't know that they have to make an appointment. So they get there and they say, he will not see you unannounced. What do you have happening 7 years from next Monday? And then Gepamon or Burp Man, I'm just going to call him Burp Man because
yeah,
that's
that works.
A fun thing to say.
It's in Wikipedia, so it must be true.
Yes, definitely. He shows up because he was on there because they need a plot reason for them to not have to wait 7 years.
And Bulma gave up so easy. She's like, oh, we tried.
Yeah. So Jocko gets a weird display of competence by managing to arrest him and take his appointment slot.
This is after the long, and, like, is it still okay to, I don't give a shit. Anyway, we already said we're unapologetic. Mexican standoff, like, monologue, interior monologues they had going on with each other, staring each other down. They got those weird anime sound effects. Like, they cut to a guy and it's like sideways transition, like, and he's like, I must not. No, if I do, then I blew it up. But then cut back to Frogman. Oh, does he recognize me? Does he not? Does he know how big my pupils are supposed to be? Like, that was more dialogue. But it's Dragon Ball. Keep up with the trends.
So they arrest him. Jocko's like, oh boy, I get to not be held accountable for blowing up that thing. And then they get led to Master Zuno. Jocko demonstrates that the way that you get your questions answered is that you show signs of affection. So he kisses a Zuno on the cheek, and Zuno says, I appreciate the gesture, but because you are a male, I will only answer one question. And so he asks what Bulma's chest measurements are. And then he says what they used to be and what they are now. Because
they are 87 centimeters. And then he goes on to say, but with gravity kicking in, causing sagging, they are now 84 centimeters or something like that. It was her reaction to the whole thing. Like, she's being hammered on about her age and her looks the whole episode, the same way that Ciampa in the previous episodes was just being hammered on about his weight. Okay, so Bulma finally gets around to making her question or asking her questions after struggling a little bit to get like comfortable, or she just goes up. She's unhappy because she's been, like I said, ripped on about her age and now her boobs are saggy. So she goes up to the guy and just Master Zuno and kicks him, then gives him a kiss. And he goes, well, because you are a middle-aged female, I will grant you 3 questions. Like, how many would she have gotten if she was 20?
Probably 4 or 5. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. So she blows off, like, one of the first questions and she's like, so because I'm older, I only get so many wishes?
Yes, she wasted one of them.
Yes, that's true. Next question. Like, you idiot! think about what you're saying, but not many people do anymore, so that's no big surprise.
Oh, also, we forgot about the little, the throwaway, like, joke thing where we find out that Sans are genetically attracted to, like, stronger women.
I actually watched a thing on this, on YouTube, about Sans' background. They did have women warriors, but they were more or less like Chi-Chi is. She's a fighter, so she understands. Like, you get enough background to understand stuff, so that way when the dad, Saiyan, husband, whatever, comes home, is like, man, I did this and that and this, and she'll understand. But they stay home and do the chores and stuff like that. But if you're a weaker person, like a weaker willed person, you stay out in the fields, including male Saiyans. If you're not born strong willed and have good power, you're out as a farmer. So yes, it is genetically the big boobs trait of Saiyans.
Yeah, it sounds a bit cultural too.
Yeah, very cultural. Cultivating cultural. Culturally cultivating. Okay, that's enough of that.
Relative rewound.
Rewinding relatively?
In relativity, yes. General relativity.
All right.
I can't speak to specific relativity, but general relativity, yes.
But you can always speak to theoretical, because that's just making shit up, in theory.
Oh, yeah. Well, what does Zuno say about the Super Dragon Balls? Like, basically, you gather them all, because they're scattered throughout the 6th and 7th universes, because they went to Zuno because they wanted to stop Beerus from wishing for, like, destroying the universe or whatever.
Oh, he mentions how... just like how the 6th and 7th universes are siblings, that the 6th universe's Super Dragon Balls have sibling Dragon Balls in the 7th universe. And that wraps up the episode and kind of rounds out more or less our episode with Bulma and Jocko just taking off, and Jocko's... Now, okay, wait, here's another talking point I didn't actually cover in my notes. Jocko's got that toad guy, burpee, whatever the fuck, strapped up in the back seat, and he's talking to himself. The toad guy's looking, like, behind Jocko, so not the direction that they're traveling. And Jocko's just talking on and on as if he should be talking in his head about, oh, well, if I take him back, then they might know I blew up the monument. And this, he's ratting on himself. And then he's like, oh, I'll come up with... the best plan is to come up with 7 different ways that I didn't do it. So now the toad guy who you're about to turn in knows every single lie that you're about to tell. You fucking idiot. And then we get Bulma caught back up. So I'm assuming Jocko dropped her off. She catches up with the rest of the gang. And, well, this is before the toad stuff, whatever. So yeah, he did drop her off. Jocko takes off, whatever. And Goku's like, wait, what was that about saggy boobs? Or what was that about something saggy? And yeah, it just...
something saggy?
All filler and badly... it's kind of like Family Guy, where same gag is repeated over and over. Just to break up the dialogue, which is better than hearing Frieza jabber on for 3 hours, like I mentioned before. And it's not over, Cameron.
There's more.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of episodes to cover.
Oh, I know, but I mean, that are just like this?
Not so much, and it's gonna... be kind of slow-ish. Well, we're going to have a fighting tournament coming up, obviously. But it is going to start speeding up. There's going to be dips, and it's going to be like Molly from here on out. You're going to have your highs, your dialogue, highs, dialogue. So, but the highs are going to get higher and higher, just like power levels. So it's worth staying in.
So it's going to be as high stakes as some like bank robberies, but then also as high stakes as doing a dine and dash at other times.
It's going to be equivalent to having sex unprotected at a gay club. You know the chances are high you're going to get HIV. You say, fuck it, because if I do, then I'll just get that pill every day and I won't die.
Well, I don't know that the transmission rates in gay clubs are any higher than they are in straight populations, especially because, like, there's a lot more identification and treatment nowadays. This isn't the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say that joke's kind of outdated, just like the wristband from the last time I went to a gay bar. So kind of out of...
you're still wearing it. Why do you still have it on your wrist?
Support. As Biden said, I support the OBGYN's rights.
Wait, Biden remembers what he says?
I didn't say that. I mean, it was on the old interwebs. Just like, he can't even drive himself anymore. He made like this emergency stop or unplanned stop at Ford Proving Grounds or something like that to test out this new Ford or this new electronic truck, like all EV truck. And he made like the Hollywood thing where he did a bunch of laps and fooled around, whatever. And then when he came back around in front of the cameras, he rolled down the window and you could see the Secret Service guy in the passenger had a secondary fucking steering wheel. Now, if Biden didn't roll it all the way down, the cameras couldn't have caught it. When his hand is like just gimpy on the wheel and here's the Secret Service guy whose other hand was on the passenger door. And then he's cruising in he's hanging out in the passenger side and his arm's crooked. And you could tell by his fist, he's holding on to that steering wheel. Fucking idiot. We can't even trust an 80-something-year-old guy to drive anymore. Well, I'll never trust anyone over the age of 65 to drive. I know,
he's not
but
even
anyone
yet,
over the age of 65, I think should get tested. every year or 6 months after 75. Just like breathalyzers, I want an all-time anizer. Like, you stand out and I just put you through, like, what year is it?
I feel like both him and Trump, he and Trump are both in the same cognitive, like, deep end of the swimming pool where it's like, what are you talking about? I don't understand what you're saying.
But everyone thought they could get away with it by saying, oh, well, he's old. Trump's older!
Well, the problem is that we could tell easier with Trump because he was always just doing his own thing. It's like, I know that he's like mentally unwell, but Biden, he knows how to be a politician because he reads the teleprompter, you know, like
vascular dementia.
There's a difference, but we know
Trump's
that it's
an idiot.
Like
Biden's old and dying.
Biden knows how to make himself look like he's 52 and not 78.
Speaking of which, I don't care. This is fake news, whatever, but I just came across this. I mean, literally, like, I gave tribute to this. If anyone doesn't know what that means, Google it. Get on the old Wikipedia. That's always accurate. So I gave tribute to this picture that I found. Kamala Harris was Montel Williams' side piece back in the day. She's got this, like, ultra low, like, white or low cut dress, and it's white, and her right titty's damn near hanging all the way out. And speaking of saggy ass titties, Bulma, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Kamala, this was from like the 90s or 80s. You had something to worry about back then.
Yeah, it looks like it's real.
That is real?
Well, they did date. Kamala Harris dated talk show host Montel Williams in 2001.
Oh, shit. That's still like 20 years ago. Damn. Well, I didn't know Montel was still big then, but okay. Well, still, you looked it up on the old interwebs. You didn't just take my word for it. You know why you did that? Because you got glasses and you're smart. And you're smart because you got glasses. God
yeah,
damn it,
those things are mutually exclusive.
Yes, if you have glasses, you're smart. But if they're sunglasses and you're inside, you're an asshole. Unless you're hungover or on meth, then you're stupid. You're a douchebag and I hate you.
Well, then I guess you must hate me a lot because sometimes if it's really bright inside, I wear them.
That's called a hangover. You might get epilepsy. Wait, I don't know if that's physically accurate, but you know what is physically accurate or anatomically accurate? The human centipede. Says so on the...
Especially the third one.
It says so on the box. It is 100%...
Human Centipede 3, like father, like son.
Like, well, shit, let's throw the... Hey, you know what? I wonder if he threw a dog... No, he'd probably eat his way from out of it, like asshole to elbows. I don't think a dog would just be like, okay, well, I guess I'm stuck to eating this guy's shit the rest of my life. No, he'd be... He's got some chompers. Oh, yeah. Don't eat nuts. Anybody, don't eat nuts because that's a great way to torture somebody. So two guys actually I would be the lead guy. Like, oh, how's that taste, motherfucker? Yeah, I'd be the lead guy. Sew somebody else's face and mouth to my asshole. Eat Taco Bell and KFC and Buffalo Wild Wings for like a straight week. That way they're eating my recycled fucked up bullshit food. And then, just to add to the punishment, I just pound down a bunch of fucking nuts. I'm talking almonds, the pointy, sharp kind. Okay? That doesn't digest too good. So that guy's going to have at least something to try and munch on the first time. If not, the fucking dog's going to eat it the second time. Because he's going to be a nutty. And he's going to eat you from fucking asshole to elbow. I'm going to do it. I don't know who. Maybe this little Cubone figure over here. I'm going to have a busy night today because I got to sew on plastic.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
I'm glad I'm not eating right now.
It all started with a record button, possibly oxygen, but definitely some nitrogen. So anyway, on that note, I think I hear the baby that I got in the microwave's dinging.
I think I hear the not baby and the not anywhere because I thankfully don't have children right now.
I don't either. Okay, thanks for listening tonight. It's been a dark one. We really appreciate it. We hope that we don't start seeing the charts plummet because they're not really doing much right now. But then again, we are just released at this point. So any closing thoughts on this? Douchebag of the episodes?
Yeah, beer us. Heineken, Miller, Light, anything but Bush beer.
Why? You just got to beat around it.
Actually, yeah, exactly. Just any beer but Bush beer. Just that.
That'd be a great Bush commercial because, you know, they're kind of like the edgy advertisers, you know? What a great Bush commercial would be, okay? Would be like an upside down pine tree, so then it's like a diamond, right? And then it just you just see dripping coming out of it, and then the camera slowly pans down, and it's like a beer mug getting full, and it pans all the way, or like zooms out to reveal like a bush leaking this stuff. It's like, drink it up nice and warm even. It's Bush. I don't know. I just got a weird, cool visual from those You
like eating tush? Drink some
bush. It's not ass-eating season anymore. It's getting hot out there. Rub some deodorant between those cheeks. If not, some baby powder. It is getting swampy. Now I feel like I should put on some, like, Louis Armstrong or some shit.
I see asses blue, red assholes, too.
I've seen them gay.
I taste
old me and you.
And I say to myself, please don't make me eat your butthole.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, on that, I think we've had enough.
Be kind and relative rewind. Dragon Ball Super.
Great one. Great one. Okay, for Cameron, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Cameron still.
Thanks, people, for making it through this one. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.